WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be real, life can get pretty hectic sometimes. Between juggling work, relationships, that never-ending to-do list, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and caught up in the whirlwind of it all. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon that can help you navigate the chaos with more peace, resilience, and even joy? It's something simple yet incredibly powerful. Cultivating gratitude. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here we go again with the positivity stuff, hear me out. This isn't about forcing yourself to be happy all the time. It's about shifting your perspective, appreciating the good in your life, even amidst the challenges. Think about it. When you truly focus on what you have, rather than what you lack, everything starts to change. You feel more content, less stressed, and even more capable of handling whatever comes your way. That's the magic of gratitude. It's not just a feel-good buzzword. It's a powerful tool for personal growth and well-being. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate gratitude and shift your perspective for the better. 1. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Begin by noticing the little things: a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a kind word from a stranger, the laughter of loved ones. These seemingly insignificant moments can add up to make a huge difference in your overall happiness. Think about it like this. You wouldn't expect to run a marathon without training, right? Gratitude is the same way. Start with small steps and gradually build up your practice. 2. Keep a gratitude journal. I know journaling might sound old school, but trust me on this one. Write down 3 things you're grateful for each day, no matter how big or small. It forces you to actively look for the good in your life and train your mind to focus on the positive. You'll be amazed at how quickly this simple practice starts to change your outlook. 3. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment is key to appreciating the beauty around us. Put down your phone, step away from the screen, and truly engage with your surroundings. Notice the colors, the sounds, the smells, immerse yourself in the experience. This helps you savor the good moments and cultivate a deeper sense of appreciation for life. 4. Express your gratitude. Don't just keep your gratitude bottled up inside. Tell the people you care about how much they mean to you. A simple thank you can go a long way in strengthening relationships and making others feel valued. It's also a great reminder to yourself that there are so many wonderful people in your life. 5. Focus on experiences, not things. Material possessions come and go, but experiences stay with us forever. Instead of constantly striving for the next shiny object, invest in creating memories, take a trip, learn something new, spend quality time with loved ones. These experiences will enrich your life far more than any material possession ever could. Now let me tell you about a time when I really put gratitude into practice. Last year, during a particularly stressful period at work, I was feeling overwhelmed and burnt out. I had deadlines looming, meetings back to back, and it all felt like too much. But then I remembered the power of gratitude. I started taking short breaks throughout the day to appreciate the little things: the sunshine streaming through my office window, a delicious cup of tea, the supportive laughter of my colleagues. I also made a conscious effort to focus on the positive aspects of my job, the challenges that pushed me to grow, the opportunity to collaborate with talented people, and the feeling of accomplishment when I completed a difficult task. It wasn't an overnight transformation, but gradually, my perspective shifted. The stress didn't disappear completely, but I felt more capable of handling it. The little things started to bring me joy again, and I rediscovered a sense of gratitude for the journey, even amidst the chaos. Remember, cultivating gratitude is a continuous practice, not a one-time fix. There will be days when it feels easier than others, but keep coming back to these principles. Focus on the good, appreciate the small things, express your thanks, and savor those precious experiences. So go out there, embrace the power of gratitude, and watch as it transforms your perspective and enriches your life in ways you never imagined. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of gratitude in their life. Until next time, keep your hearts open, your minds curious, and your spirits bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.